Yeah, what up, everybody? This is your boy, DJ Dash, from the Absolute FM, where Christ music is hot music, with my main man, with my brother, with my main man, DJ Nave, right here on the studio. Yeah, everybody, you know, we're back again after an awesome week of J-Activation.
Yo.
We are pumped up once again. Yeah. We are back right here in the studio, and it's been an awesome conference. It's been an awesome event, and Active FM was there as well. It was amazing. It was on top of the game, man.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'm glad that you've adapted to my kind of style. You get what I'm saying? That's a well done for you.
Yeah,
man.
Ah, thanks, man.
So how you doing, Holmes?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, man.
On the new hype, man.
I can see that you're on a new hype, on a new level, man. You've been shifting the dish.
Yeah. We gotta shift the dish.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And keep the dish shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All don't right. Put it back.
I feel
don't go back to Egypt.
Gotta
stay away from Egypt.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the level, man. That's the level, Mr. Dave. How you been doing, man?
I mean, you know how I've been doing. You've been with me this whole past week, man. You know how it's been happening right yet. How it's been happening at our church.
Oh, man, I know, man.
At the Acts of Church. It's been, on another level, man, with the J-Activation stuff. People can tell right now that we're on fire.
Yeah, man, I know, man.
And we're setting the city ablaze.
Yeah.
A blaze for Jesus.
We're gonna join.
Yeah.
Hey, Factor's coming next year.
Yeah,
we're coming for it, man.
You see. We're coming with new establishments.
Yeah.
Because we're on fire now. Mm-hmm. We're preparing for next year, 2018.
Incredible.
It's gonna be incredible.
Ah, this guy, me, I started, I wanted to finish my way.
Oh, then okay.
You start to
it's gonna, okay, reverse.
I was like, yes.
It's gonna be
incredible.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
See, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, you see, the audience, you gotta give this guy rounds of applause, man.
Huh.
This guy,
me,
for more than 3 years,
yeah,
I've known this guy. 365 days and a quarter. Times three.
Yeah.
Hey.
The quarter of a finishing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, we're just waiting for next year to finish the quarter.
Yeah, man. It's been an amazing journey, man.
Still an amazing journey.
Yeah. It's still an amazing journey, and it's still gonna be an amazing journey.
Yeah,
because we are on this together, man.
Yeah. And we're planning. This is our plan for next year. You see,
mm-hmm.
365 days and a quarter of chowing. In other words, eating.
Yeah.
There's no
it's gonna be on
to
levels,
be
man.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next year is gonna be on fire, man.
Fire, man.
Next year starts this year.
See, if my head is small this year, next year, I'm not gonna be fat, I'm gonna be fit.
The sales are gonna expand.
Yeah, man, just tell the audience what you're gonna be talking about today, bruh. Would you like to introduce to the audience?
They're gonna get those butterflies in their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell them, okay, rewind.
Yeah.
They're gonna get that butterfly in their stomach.
Stomach. Whoa! Here's another one.
Yeah.
I'm glad that our dictionary is growing, man.
Yeah, it's growing, man.
It's growing. Coming with some other words. Stomach.
Yeah. Yo, we're gonna be talking about love at first sight. Hey, you see?
Love at first sight. What comes to your mind, people out there? You can interact with us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram, @ActiveFM777, and on Twitter,
@ActiveFM777.
And you can also catch our shows daily, I promise you, on www.activefm.co.za. It's loaded, man.
Yeah.
It's loaded. And if you're using an iPhone, you can get them on iTunes.
iTunes.
iPhone, iTunes. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So you don't have to miss out on anything. And right now, we're going to give you something that's going to give you some gazozolicious energy, that's going to give you some photo, that's going to get you on a higher level like we are right here on the studio.
Yeah.
So right now, what you got to do, you got to listen up, and we're going to come back with some more on Love at First Sight. Yeah, first side. Everybody, listen up to the music.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. What it ain't, what it is. Wonder why I live like this. I trust in the only one, it's only fun when I'm about his biz. So I like to say it's all Christ, everything. Understand, baby, we ain't playing games. If you're talking about it, we just like to move forward. You can catch us riding. Why you living like a poser? Scripture in the stash, show you who the light be. Make his name famous, it's the greatest moving light speed. Beats, bars, pen and a pad to put you on to the martyr. A martyr, we gotta stay raw. His love is better than all understanding. Got it when I was young, you know that I wanna taste more. Believe and trust the threes of us. God's as true as it gets, and he never would have a fake core. Getting a grip, kid, when it comes to God, we addicted. You can see what it is from the hate tour. Wasn't for Jesus, I would have to stay shook. Sit in the text, the Bible, look at his face hooked. Five soldiers that walk in his grace, and we throw out the ace like we looking to get a spade book. And in the coldest weather, the Savior's flow is better. Aiming at people and hitting targets with no Beretta.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Watch,
watch,
watch.
Watch. Don't believe me, just 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 watch.
It's alright, cause we all like that. It's
all Christ, everything.
No matter whatever we do, without him, there wouldn't be anything. Salvation in his blood. Without the blood, then it's adios. No Holy Ghost. And without that, I'm sure that I'd be lost. If Jesus is the center, then I'm sure that I would run the point. Pass my sins up in the post. Watch him dunk it
down the joint.
No matter what the second, or the minute, or the quarter. Just know when it's over, I drink everlasting water. Mac.
Oh, yeah. Authority in his name gives. Given to me, see, I tell the mountains to take a seat in the sea, please. Devil roaming, trying to find ways to defeat me. Prayer life strong, and he ain't ate his Wheaties. I seek the kingdom, so I'm eternally blessed. And I won't flip my whip on the road to success. We the realest left, and I must confess, I believe in the resurrection. I rep Christ to the death.
We call the ace, ace, all Christ, everything. We call the ace.
What it ain't, what it is. Understand why we live like this. Faith in only one doesn't really matter, cause we are the cool kids. I know it's not about me, I'm covered by his grace. But you make it Harvey Dent's living too. They
call us the outsiders. Heating up that time zone. Bread of life is what matters. Chicken soup for the soul. He paid my Barry Bonds. I'm at his home base. I lost it, but I'm gaining on the table. See my ace.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Watch,
watch,
watch.
Watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Hello back, hello back, hello back,
back.
Hello back, we back.
We back.
Don't need to introduce where we are because you already know where we are. Where we tuned in on Active FM. You know which show it is. Yeah. And you know who you tuned in. Your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Oh, on yeah. Another level.
Level.
Yeah. So this is the question. Do you know what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you see, we're talking about
it's
love.
Like the God, man.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. It's good to know that we're cooperating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep
awesome licious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because those are licious.
Yes. You must know. You make our own words. So, Mr. Dive.
Yeah, man.
You wanna give them news or should I give them this first one?
Take it, man.
I must take it.
Take it. Take
I must
it.
Take it.
Take it.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, just on the news, hey, yo, there's some hectic stuff happening around the world.
Yeah.
You know, like here in SA, apparently there was a baby that was dumped near the cemetery.
Yeah, cemetery.
Yeah.
So there was a baby that was dumped next to the cemetery. So
yeah. Ish. And yo, this was discovered around 7:15 to 8 basically.
Yeah.
And yo, it was in Johannesburg, in the central of Johannesburg. And apparently it was a person that was walking by searching in the dustbin, you know, like checking in the bags and all those stuff, and then suddenly they found a young baby, newborn baby, you know, a baby that was dumped in there, and the person actually rushed to the guards, and then when they got the guards called the paramedics. Unfortunately, it was too late for the baby to have hope. So the baby was considered dead at the crime scene.
Yeah.
And they called the police to actually investigate what happened. So yeah, that's the news, you know. Hey, some depressing stuff.
Yeah, it is indeed. Hey. But obviously, everybody, this is not all. We're gonna come back with some more for you in terms of the news. But right now, we want to get straight to this topic.
Yeah,
love at first sight.
Uh-huh.
What comes to your mind when you think about love at first sight, when you hear this topic, love at first sight? Is that like really Dave and Nash? How could you like think about love at first sight? Yeah. What are you going to be talking about there? There are so many things that you can expect in that. So what Mr. Nash, what do you understand in terms of love at first sight? Yeah, like when we're speaking about love at first sight, what comes to your mind?
Classic
some
music.
Blues rhythm, rhythm there.
Ah, you must know.
Yeah, man. You must know.
Yeah. Ah, but obviously, you know, it generates a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
Generates the first time when you fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
In primary school. You know, when you started school.
you thought you were.
Hey. That's where it sends me, you know.
Yeah.
In primary, you know, you actually, I won't lie, man. In primary, I was smart but stupid.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know,
yeah.
I was smart but dumb. You see.
Yeah.
You know, it actually generates the thoughts where, this person likes you, and then you like them, and then you think, yeah, you're in love, and then guess what? You're running away from that person, and you think that's love, and then your friends are coming after you. Grabbing you to go to that girl, you see?
Yeah.
That's what it brings to mind, man. But that's not love, man.
Yeah. So what do you call that?
That's a feeling.
That's a feeling.
Yeah.
Just a feeling.
It's a feeling.
It's a feeling. Yeah,
like you feeling.
Thank
you, like it's just a feeling.
Yeah, man.
But then yeah, love at first sight, you know, we're talking about the real love, not the fake love.
Yeah, but now you see, when you look around the world, when we're talking about the love at first sight. What comes to mind on my side is that, you know, it's that moment when you meet that girl and you haven't yet known what true love is.
Whoa.
You meet that girl
and
then you start telling her that I love you. Come on. What do you love? You don't even know her.
Yeah, man.
Which is the same thing, vice versa. Like, you're a girl, you come to a guy, which doesn't normally happen, where a girl approaches a guy and tells him that I love you. But normally with guys, I love you.
Yeah.
I'll build a castle in the air for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd love to see that being possible. Because, you know, there are so many things that guys say. I'll buy you a glass shoe that will never break. You are the rose of my flower. It's the same thing, bruh.
Yes.
Rose
yes.
and the flower. What's wrong with you? So guys, like, I don't understand. How can you love a person that you do not know anything about? How is that? Maybe that's possible. I just got it wrong, or I just got it twisted. Like, how do you love a person
that you've never
that you
met.
Don't even know?
Hey.
Yeah. You never met that person.
Just met them.
Yeah.
Hey. It's funny, man. It's funny, you know. Yeah, and it got me thinking, man. I'm like, hey, the people are getting some flirty lines, pickup lines from Mr. Dave, the David Nash show.
Yeah.
You know where it sent me?
We deliver the best, man.
Yeah, it sent me to this other pickup line, man. Hmm. Yeah, it goes like this. Today I went to see my doctor.
Yeah.
And I had an x-ray.
Yeah.
And he told me that I cannot live without you.
Yeah, that's another level, Baba.
Hey, Baba.
Yo, hey, it also brings me to this one. It relates to the one that you just said right now.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a doctor.
Hey. Yes.
And he took an x-ray.
Hey.
And he's like, if I take you out of my heart, I will die. But, you know, so many girls have been told those pickup lies.
Hey.
And the guy decides to take that girl out of his heart.
Yo.
And you meet the guy now.
He's
still living.
Yeah,
those are the things that happens when you do not know the true love. You get what I'm saying? You gotta discover what true love is, because people these days think that when you really love a person, or when you say you love a person, then in order for them to prove that that they really love you back, they need to get their pants down.
Yeah,
that's the worldly kind of love, because now there's. It's that kind of thing whereby love has to be proven.
Yeah, hey.
It's like love has to be shown in a certain way, which is inappropriate. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now, love demands action. But now, what kind of action does it demand?
Mm.
That's what you need to think. What kind of action are you demanding from that love? Because these days, people want to get. Want to give and also get. It's that 50-50 kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? How can I love you when you don't love me back? No. Love regardless, man.
Yeah.
Look, come on. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
People always want to get. They don't want to give. Always want to get. They don't want to give. So in a relationship, it's not about you, man. Die to yourself.
Yeah.
Die to yourself.
True that.
Which give up your life for that person.
Yeah.
Because now you're not living for yourself anymore.
Yeah.
You're living for that person.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Got me thinking, man. Like, you tell someone, die to yourself, man.
What?
Hey, it's like a swear word, man.
Gee.
Like, what? What did you just say to me? What? I must die to myself. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's, you know, like, it's the same like the word submit.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's like,
tell people submit. Oh, yeah, they'll like tell you, they'll tell you some stuff, man.
Yeah.
Tell you some stuff, man. No, that's what it got me thinking. Like, yeah. But now the thing is, we gotta get the right image of love.
Yeah.
Not the wrong image.
Yeah.
Gotta get the right image, the right love that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because there's different types of love.
Yeah, the right definition of love. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get that right definition.
Yeah.
And because when we get to the Bible, when we look at John 3:16, it clearly explains what true love is.
Mm.
What true love is. There you get the whole, you know, if love was a cube, you'll get the whole sides of it when you look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world. He loved you and I. For God so loved the world that he gave. You see, that's love right there.
Mm.
He gave. And he didn't expect anything in return. Why? Because he still loved us while yet we were sinners. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8. He still loved us while we were sinners.
Mm.
So he gave. He gave his only begotten son to die for us.
Mm.
Did we deserve that? No, we didn't. But we also look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. I pray that, this is Paul praying, is that I pray that your love will keep on growing more and more together with true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that you will be able to choose what is best. Then you will be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. You know what I'm saying? We need to grow more and more in love. Because how do you love if your love, How do you love if your level of love is still on the same level? If you are still loving the same way as you loved yesterday, your love needs to grow more and more each and every single day.
Yeah,
man. Until we come back again, this is about time where we give you something, cause those delicious, Mr. Nate. Hey. Please give them something, man.
We gonna give you something.
Something.
Something that's hyped up.
Something.
Something.
Something. Something.
Another one.
Another something. One. Yeah. Let's go on another yeah. baby.
So we're going to give you something amazing, something juicy, something gazozalicious, yeah. Mm-hmm. Photo with them photo. Yeah, so we're going to give you Christ music, which is hot music. You're on Active FM, so enjoy the track.
Rap.
Yeah, only the breath. Gonna do what they say. Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Yeah. And if I'm scared, I do it anyway, yeah. They say I can't, and I'ma prove them wrong, yeah. And if I'm scared, I do it anyway, yeah. They say I can't, and I'ma prove them wrong, yeah. Only the break. My grandma told me get it, so I get it. She got Alzheimer's, she ain't got no memory. It's okay, I remember what she said. She said, if you do some great, you gon' have to do it scared, yeah. Now I'm ready for whatever. I'm trying to make the world better. Loving those who ain't like me. Helping those who can't help themselves. Somebody told me that there's slaves out here, 27 million. Almost brought me to tears. Christian Kane put me on. Passion Conference put me on. I couldn't keep it to myself. I had to put it in a song.
Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Yeah. And if I'm scared, I do it anyway. Yeah. They say I can't, and I'ma prove them wrong. Yeah. And if I'm scared, I do it anyway. Yeah. They say I can't, and I'ma prove them wrong, yeah. Only the break. My uncle told me get it, so I get it. He fought in Iraq and he was almost 50. He made it out and he called me one night. He said, if you gonna do it, then don't waste any time, yeah. I saw a homeless man holding a sign. I almost turned the blind eye. Instead I pull up to the side. Gave him something, told him it's gonna be alright. They cutting funds to the school in my city. I'm like, where the money going in my city? Shout out to the teachers. I know you want to pay. Just know you appreciate it. You the bravest of the brave.
Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Yeah. And if I'm scared, I do it anyway, yeah. They say I can't, and I'ma prove them wrong, yeah. And if I'm scared, I do it anyway, yeah. They say I can't, and I'ma prove them wrong, yeah. Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Only the break. Gonna do what they say. Yeah.
Holla, back. We're back here on the Dave and Nash Show.
Yeah, we're back again right here on the Dave and Nash Show. As Mr. Nevis already said it, everybody.
Yeah.
You know how we roll right here.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, we're back here, you know, on another level. Yeah,
levels,
Mr. Dave, man. Yeah. You know, this actually got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Love at first sight.
Love you know,
it actually
sight.
Got me thinking of... The line, you know, the pickup line that people used to say.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they still use it. Those who know it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, your eyes are so gorgeous that they make the stars jealous.
I'm like,
yeah. The eyes, they make the stars jealous, man. It's too much, man.
You love see when they say when you hit that one.
Yeah.
When you hit that one, they will definitely fall in love with you.
Yeah.
You'll never take that time to say, okay, I'm still thinking about it. But you know, even though you say those kind of pickup lines,
yeah,
do they come with, are they from a pure heart?
Yeah.
Are they from a loving heart? Are they actually expressing or representing the true feelings within you?
Yeah.
Or you just saying those words, those pickup lines to get that person into bed, or to get them to get their pants down?
Mm.
What is that kind of love? Are you saying them because you really mean them, or are you saying them because you just feel like saying them because they suit you?
Mm. Yeah, man.
So what are you expressing in that?
Yeah, true that. We gotta actually examine it. And you know, like, love exposes you, man.
It big
exposes
time, man.
You.
Big time.
Yeah, you cannot fake love, man.
True that, because you know, when you're deeply in love,
yeah,
truly in love, you say everything.
Yeah.
You say everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's no boundaries in what you say. Yes, there are boundaries in what you do, but there's no boundaries in what you say, because you just reveal even the things that you said. I'll never take them out. I'll keep them within myself for the rest of my life. But
closet.
Now, because you're in love, you want to, you know what?
Open
the closet. Check out those skeletons.
It's true that.
Yeah.
And yeah, like when you look at love is not a word. You know, most people, they say, I love you, out of habit.
Mm.
So it's a word to them, and it's just a word. But when you look at love is a doing.
Yeah.
It's a doing word.
Yeah.
It's a verb, you know. It's not something that you just say out of habit. Because, that's a very powerful. Those three words, I love you.
Yay. Love causes you to do things,
brother.
Do some other things.
Yeah. And yeah, the love that we need to be talking about, and the love that we need to be expressing and experiencing, is the love of God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's the love of God. And when you experience that love, that's when your love is able to grow. Like Mr. Dave read earlier on, you know, when Paul says that our love needs to grow.
Yeah.
It's not a love that stays at the same level. It's a love that grows.
Yeah.
And that type of love is called the agape love.
Yeah.
A-G-A-P-E. It's not A. Gape.
Agape.
It's agape.
Yeah.
The agape love.
It's
which
the
is
universal
God.
Love.
Yeah.
Universal.
Yeah. And that's the love of God.
Yeah.
That's the love of God. God loved every single person. You know, like Mr. Dave said earlier on, that God gave his only begotten son for the world. Yeah. Now that's the whole world. That's the universal love that he has.
Yeah.
He has a universal love for every single person. And that's the type of love that we're supposed to have. A love that is not selfish, you know, it's unselfish.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's not concerned, you know, it doesn't focus on its own, you know, like its own life. Okay, I'm focusing on my own stuff. I need to become successful. Okay, become successful. Now what? No, now I need to get a house. I need to buy my own car. I need to make sure I buy this and buy that and buy that and reach the top of the ladder.
Yeah.
No, that's not that type of love. The love that the agape love, which is the love of God, is the love that is there for others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the love that you have for strangers.
Mm.
You still love those strangers even though you don't know them. I mean, even though you don't know them, you still love them, and you love them as you love yourself, which is amazing. The Bible summarizing simple, basically I would say three instructions, which are two instructions: the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. The whole Bible. And it's all based on love. So all the commandments, it gets me thinking, you know, like back in those time, I actually used to think, when the Lord says, obey his commandments and you'll be his friend, you actually obeying, you not stealing, you not sleeping around, you not killing, you not saying, disobeying your parents, you know. I thought that's what we need to do, like make sure you keep all the 10 commandments, then you're God's friend.
Mm.
And you know, that's the funny thing. As much as I used to try and keep all those 10, as time goes on, somehow you not intentionally, guess what? You disobey. You actually break one of those commandments.
Yeah.
And that used to be a bad thing, you know.
Yeah.
But that was the wrong mindset to actually have, you know. Here I am thinking that you gotta obey the Ten Commandments in order for you to actually be good with the Lord.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually summarized into two, you know, which is the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. And the Great Commandment is love God and love people.
Yeah.
And you sorted, man. Like, yo, you
simple
love God, you love people, you gonna do the Great Commission.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Because even in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
yeah,
from verse 1, it says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
Yeah.
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love,
yeah,
I gain nothing. Yeah. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Yeah.
It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking.
Yeah.
It is not self-seeking. I need you to get that from there. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It is not, it keeps no record of wrongs.
Yeah.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices. But rejoices with the truth.
Yeah.
It always protects, always trusts,
yeah,
always hopes, and always perseveres.
Oh.
Love never fails.
Yeah, love never fails.
Yeah. I wish I could go on and on and on and tell you more and more about what love is. You get what I'm saying? Because God gives the right and the perfect description of what love is. Paul right here writes a wonderful message to tell us and explain to us what true love is all about. And what true love is meant to be, and how true love is meant to be, because this understanding of love that we have as people of this in this world. Look, when you are saved, you are no more of the world. You are in the world, but no more of the world. So therefore, you gotta develop a new definition of what love is.
Yeah,
because now you can be born again, but if you haven't developed that new definition of what love is, where do you stand?
Yeah,
we need to understand that. We need to understand that we cannot settle for less. We need to understand that we cannot be looking for that kind of love that is self-seeking.
Yeah,
that kind of love that loves because they want to get something out of people. They fake the love because they want to get something out of people.
Yeah,
that's not love. Love never fails.
Yeah.
But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears.
Yeah.
When perfection comes, when that true love that is perfected, that is polished, when you say some words, you know, the person feels them.
Yeah.
You're not just saying them because you know that if I say I love you today, she will smile. If you say I love you today, tomorrow, she'll smile. So you get used to that thing. So you gotta love purely.
Yeah.
With a pure heart.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
True that, amazing. Yo, amazing words. Amazing. This was an amazing session, eh?
It was indeed.
It was an amazing session. And you heard from Mr. Dave what love is and the type of love that we are supposed to be talking about, you know, like from the word. The type of love that is the God love.
Yeah.
You know, the type of God love that we're supposed to express to other people. You
yeah.
know? And yeah, Mr. Dave explained all of those to us. And it has been awesome. And what we're going to do is give you something that is amazing on another level. Jeep. And you know what it is. It's the Gazozolicious, them Futo, the Christ music, which is hot music.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the music.
Yeah, everybody.
You could have called it quits when your people revealed hearts of discontent. Oh, 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 you could have given up on the ones who would shun your eternal love. Oh, 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 our story starts instead with the grace that embraces the fall of man. Oh, 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 so now we're crying for the redemption of nations to be restored. Hear your
holla back to the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. You can interact with us on Facebook, Active FM 777. Instagram at Active FM 777. On Twitter, Active FM 777. Number of heaven. Yeah, man, you know how we roll, right? You're on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is ha ha ha. Hot music.
Hot
the
music.
The boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nav on the Dave and Nash show.
Ba, 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 ba.
Ba. I'ma drop that mic.
Hey. Oh, man.
That's how we roll, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're still talking about love at first sight, which is awesome. Loving the sessions. Yeah.
Yeah.
On another level.
It's all and about love.
Yeah. It's all about love. And, you know, taking it from where we left off, you know, remember, like, love, you cannot fake it. It's a doing.
Yeah.
It's an action. And it's transparent. You know? It's transparent. Transparent, huh? Yeah.
Transparent.
And, you know, like, the Bible has some things to say about love, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's love in marriage or just love itself, you know.
Yeah.
Even that love at first sight. I mean, love in marriage, where did it start? It started with love at first sight. Yeah. And you know, this is what Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 to 28 says. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Male and female. This is for marriage, you know.
Mm.
So it's meant to be like that. Not the other way. Yeah, those are the funny ones. Yeah. So it goes on to say, and God blessed them.
Ooh,
blessings. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
Yeah.
That was the blessing. Be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. Yeah. That's our blessings, you know.
Yeah.
That's our blessing.
That's
and
true.
Yeah, that's the blessing in marriage, you know. And then this is the interesting verse that caught me. Eh?
Yeah.
This is what the Bible says about love in marriage.
Yeah.
It's from Song of Solomon.
Hey!
Chapter 8, verse 6 to 7.
Yeah.
This is what it says.
Ye.
Set me as a seal upon your heart. Ye.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
Uh-huh.
As you seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death.
Yeah.
Jealousy is fierce as the grave.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Hey.
It flashes. Eh? Its flashes are flashes of fire.
Eh?
The very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love. Eh?
Mm.
Neither can floods drown it.
Eh? Eh? Eh?
If a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised.
Yo! Yay! That's deep, man. That's on levels. That's a love.
Yeah.
You know when you're reading Songs of Solomon, there are those verses there that you don't want to read out loud.
Hey.
You want to read them to yourself. But now, when you hear this one, you know, as you are reading it, I'm like,
hey,
it's coming.
Levels.
It's coming. I started cooling down towards the end.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? But it wouldn't have been included in the Bible if it was never meant to be read.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's explicit.
It's awesome.
You know, when you're in love, you gotta love, and your love should be unfailing, because that's the kind of the love that God gives. His love is unfailing. You know, this verse. There's a verse right here in Psalms 13, verse 5. It says, "But I trust in your unfailing love." My heart rejoices in your salvation.
Mm.
There's a part that reminds me of one of the songs at our church.
Yeah.
I trust in your unfailing love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll end there. So yeah, the love of God is never failing. It's unfailing. He loves justice.
Yeah.
God loves justice. So therefore, you rejoice in the love of God when you are You rejoice in your salvation, I mean.
Yeah.
In the love of God that is unfailing.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, show the wonder of your great love. That's Psalm 17, verse 7. Show the wonder of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes.
Yeah.
For the king... Now, this is Psalms 21. This is the last verse that I'm going to read right now. Psalms 21, verse 7. It says, for the king trusts in the Lord through the unfailing love of the Most High. He will not be shaken.
Mm.
A king that trusts in the Lord. Look, we are being called. We are all called to rule over the nations. We are kings. Born of a king. Joint heirs of a king. You get what I'm saying? We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So therefore, we rule over the nations. So we gotta rule those nations with love. But what kind of love are we really ruling with? Are we ruling with this worldly love where it expects something in return? Or are we ruling with this love of God that gives expecting nothing in return? Because we gotta be given. We gotta be loving people to an extent whereby we do not expect anything from them. We just wanna give to them. Because that's love.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did. We should take up on his character. Because that's what he did. He loved us regardless. He loved us regardless of what we did, where we involved ourselves, what we involved ourselves in. He still loved us. He loved us while yet we were still sinners.
Yeah.
That's the unfailing love of God. He still loves us even today. No matter how much you've stuffed up, he still loves you. Don't you think that's true love?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's the true unfailing love of God?
Yeah.
Because you know that you stuff up each and every single day. You know that you've stuffed up today. Mm. But God still gives you the breath each and every single morning.
Yeah.
You still wake up each and every single morning.
Yeah.
That's unfailing love, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like what he actually asks in return, you know, of that unfailing love that he gives you. What the Lord actually wants you to do is love other people. Love other people. That's what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
And if you go in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 12, what it says is, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. You know, it's something that most of the people would say. They're like, I can't love this person. I first need to sort myself out. If I love this person, I'll love them half. No, there's no such. What the word says is love them and God's love will be completed in you because God lives in you. And then you go to the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 10 and this is what it says. Yo, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. It says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves.
Yo,
gotta love someone and honor them above yourself. That's the type of love that you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, whether in marriage, you know, or not in marriage. Yeah.
You know, that's why it brings me back to what I said earlier on, that when you love somebody, you lay your life down for them.
Yeah.
It's no longer about you. It's about them.
Yeah.
It's something that is hard to do, to lay down your life for somebody else. And but now, if you really trust God, you will do it.
Yeah.
If you really trust God for that person and that person is given to you by God, then you will trust God to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like, basically everything that we do, we gotta do it in love.
Yeah.
And that's what 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 4 says. Do everything in love.
Simple.
In love. Mm. And you might be like, what if my love runs out? What if it dies out? No, this is what some Songs of Solomon has to say. So Songs of Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7 says, many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. The waters can't wash it away.
And you can also go to Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 to 11.
Yeah.
Where it speaks about the overflow of love. Where Paul prays that our love may overflow.
Yeah.
If you think your love is runs away sometimes, or it just disappears, then you can go back to that verse.
Yeah.
But now the man who loves God is known by God.
Mm.
That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3.
Yeah.
But the man who loves God, God is known. A man who loves God is known by God.
Yeah.
How can you say you love God when you do not know God and God doesn't know you?
Hey.
Because you gotta be in love. What is love? God is love.
Yeah.
You gotta be in God in order for you to know what love is.
Yeah.
Because now, without God, you do not know what true love is. You hear what I'm saying? That's how it is, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love is awesome. Patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. And for each and everybody that has been, you know, getting some pickup lines here on the David Nash show, Love at First Sight, here's one of the closing for you from Song of Solomon,
chapter 4,
verse 9, and it says, you have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace.
What? Hey! Hey. We're saying the Bible wasn't romantic. We're saying the Bible wasn't romantic.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? Uh-huh. There are scriptures that you can take the best pickup lines from in the Bible. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. Me? Awesome.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Everybody, yeah, this is the time where we gotta sign out right now. Everybody, until next time, thank you for tuning in. And we thank you so much for listening to our shows. And it's been an awesome journey that we've been having with you so far. And we promise that we're gonna be delivering the best of the best each and every single time. We're gonna be setting the bar high because we know that you love us and we love you too. And we are talking today about love at first sight, and you heard a whole lot, and you got to learn about different kinds of love, and the love of God is the number one love that you could ever give to anybody. And how do you know that you are loving God? By loving people as well. How do you know that how can you say that I love God? By doing His commandments. How do you say you love people?
Yeah.
By doing the Great Commission.
Yeah.
Going out there and making disciples of all nations. That's how it is, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, signing out right here from DJ Dash and
DJ Nay.
Right here on the Dave and Nash Show. Until next time, everybody. Peace out.
Ages without regard for your transient life, going on and on, going on and on, going on forever. We were made with a sense of forever burning to our minds. We were made for more than just a few short years that were alive. We are of this dying world. Our home is not a cosmic ball that twirls.